the world's this is the world's greatest action sports podcast, the Monday Mass. I'm Chris Cote.
I just said my name, but you may be noticing that you're not noticing us.
Right yeah. Now. Well,
we've reverted back to our original form.
Yeah, diverted. It's a diversion. It's a diversionary tactic because there's something great coming. We can't really talk about it right now.
It's a grower.
It's a grower. Not a shower. This show is a shower, and it's going to be a grower. You're going to love it. But for now, guess what? I think it's appropriate. I think it's the right time. I think it's the right everything to just step back and do a wonderful podcast about action sports, about what's going on right now in the in the world that we love of surfing, skating, snowboarding, nerdy stuff. Yes, there's madness happening all over the planet. But there are ways that we can be involved. There are positive outlets we can do. We can join the fight and we can also have fun. We can do these things together. Do you see where I stand, Todd?
I do.
Do you understand? Are you on the same page?
I understand, yeah. I think last week was a good, it was, you know, we took a break last week because we just, you know, we needed to let other voices be heard.
Yeah.
And I personally didn't think it was appropriate to be yammering on about bullshit.
I think we're both in the same boat as just also just being very just pissed off.
Yeah.
And it's hard to talk about all these fun things when you're angry.
That's true.
And
don't stop being angry.
Don't stop. Yeah.
We're giving you options.
And I truly, I feel like it's an appropriate time to start because things are changing and the protesting, the advocacy, the movement is still firing on all cylinders. And I feel like we're turning a corner in the, you know, the bad parts of these protests, the horrifying, dumb things that outliers were doing during these peaceful protests. I feel like that time hopefully has passed and the meaningful protests that are happening. And these are not just marches in the streets. I mean, these paddle outs that people are doing, these bike rides, these giant groups of skateboarders coming together in peaceful protest. I mean, those are the things that are getting noticed. And these are things that are helping the overall goal. Do you agree?
I think so. I think everything is being, you know, it's pushed. And yesterday, just seeing the footage of Los Angeles yesterday, it didn't look real. I mean, that is a tremendous amount of human beings coming together. And it was just really cool. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, but obviously the job's not over, but you know what? We are advocates. We are believers. We are thoughtful in our hope for change. And all we can do is just keep talking about it and keep our voices heard. And you know, I think with that, people know where we stand. So let's have some fun, right?
Let's go.
All right. Well, this podcast, the Monday Mass, is brought to you so lovingly, thankfully, to Adventure.io. Todd, we've been in talks. The adventures are coming. You know this.
There's
happening.
There's people adventuring already, Chris.
There are people adventuring. You and I know we both had a freak out moment just seeing the BSR surf resort wide open. People are shredding, and that needs to be us, and that needs to be someone out there listening. Because can you imagine the fun adventure that we could all get together and go on? Todd.
I'm a great time. I can't speak for Chris, but if you're out there right now and you're questioning whether or not you should push that purchase button for the BSR Surf Ranch Adventure.io adventure, I am a great time. Chris,
you're going to get your money's worth either way if you're a Chris fan or a Todd fan. We're basically kind of the same person, so I would think it'd be kind of weird maybe someone would want to come and talk about cars or Audis or something, and I don't know anything about that. So you can go and have some alone time with Todd on this adventure. That's fine. What? You know, if you want to talk about, you know, it's up to you. What we're trying to say here is get the Adventure.io app and get ready because adventures are starting now. K2 Snowboarding, they've been with us for a long time through a strange winter, and they're going to continue to be with us because it's winter somewhere. There's snowboarding happening, folks. We know this.
You think this spring was strange? Just wait till next winter.
Yeah. What day is it? Panikin Coffee and Tea. As always, I've had two. I've had several.
You hear that sound?
Is that a muffin?
No, that's an iced mocha.
That's an iced mocha, folks. And if we could, if that sound could talk and tell you what it tastes like. Yeah, Panikin Coffee and Tea. This is an Encinitas institution. This is a global institution because you can get it online, panikincoffeeandtea.com. Chemistry Surfboards, wide open for business. Summer shredding is here. I've been trunking it for the last couple days. The water's getting warmer. The waves.
It's not that warm.
It is getting warmer.
That's a mental
thing. It's getting warmer. God. Hold on, Todd. You talk about the rest of the sponsors. I got mac and cheese on the stove.
Wait, what? So Chemistry Surfboards. I guess I'll take over from here. Get your board orders in because they are up to their elbows in boards and orders because they haven't really stopped. Also, New Greens. New Greens has been a proud sponsor of the Monday Mass. If you go to the New Greens website and you enter Mass 20, you will get 20% off at checkout. If you are feeling like you need to have a health boost, which guess what? The pandemic isn't over yet. So don't slip on keeping your immune system strong. NewGreens.com. Also, we have, NanoCraft CBD. Who, Chris, are you talking to me? Who are you talking to? NanoCraft CBD has been a part of the podcast for a very long time. And get you all your CBD goods. NanoCraft CBD. And I can't function without the NanoCraft nighttime. It's seriously, you take it before bed, and then you don't wake up at 2 in the morning thinking about how the world could end in 15 different ways. Also, we have Beneath, BN3ETH. Is that how you spell it, Chris? I should look at my underwear. I'm wearing it right now. I'm going to look. Yeah, BN3TH.
Yeah.
Beneath. Yeah. Who's that? What are you doing? Are you eating mac and cheese? What's going on over there at your house, Chris?
Talk to Todd, Roman.
Roman.
Yeah.
What is going on? I need a quick scene report from the studios of Monday Mass over at your house. What's going on? Blow by blow. What's happening?
I was just playing outside. And
yeah?
My dad's making mac and cheese. So,
for you guys? So, yeah?
Yeah, we're going to eat some mac and cheese.
And then what?
And my dad told me to take over to him. Take over for him on the Monday Mass.
So far, you're doing a way better job than your dad does. Okay, just want to tell you, don't let it go to your head or anything, but you're doing a better job than your father.
Cool.
Yeah, right? So what else is on the agenda today, Roman? What are you doing after mac and cheese?
After mac and cheese, at 1:30, we're going to the beach. And we're gonna
surf. Very cool. Very cool. Are you surfing? What are you doing down? Like, what do you do at the beach?
I usually surf or boogie board. And
yeah.
We bring a giant big raft down there, and me, London, and Guthrie all go on the raft and catch a bunch of waves.
That's cool. It's very cool. Did you know that the water is getting warmer? Your dad said he was wearing his surf trunks out in the water. Do you believe him? Or do you wear a wetsuit?
I just started wearing wetsuits more.
And before
that, I just wore trunks and a rash guard.
Well, I guess that's as good of an intro as any into surf news. You want to talk about surf news for a second? Or is your dad back?
I'm back.
Okay.
Roman, your food's out on the lawn.
Thanks, Dad.
Love you. Thanks for taking over the show.
Wow, your kids say thank you?
Oh, yeah.
God, what is that like?
I don't know. One of them does.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You must give them a lot of discipline.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. So you talked through all the sponsors and
I think so.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if I missed any.
Super 73, NanoCraft,
oh
New Greens, Beneath.
How did I miss Super 73? Super 73, thank you.
Oh my gosh. I just saw a photo of the next generation Super 73 bike. Oh my God.
Right.
Insane.
Mid-shock. Front shock. Oh. I just got front shock. I got the front shock for mine, Chris. It makes a massive difference.
Chakras.
Massive. Yeah.
So support our sponsors who support the show. If you go to uonline.com, you can watch the brand new show, Dude Stew, with Jonathan Wayne Freeman and Chris Cantore. It's going to be awesome. It is awesome. First episode's out now. Todd, you want to go to surf news?
Let's do it.
Surf news brought to you by Chemistry Surfboards. To start off surf news, I just want to say being a surfer is generally a very selfish pursuit. And true. Surfers, while known for caring about, you know, the ocean, environmental issues, for the most part, we are a selfish group. But what I've seen in the last week has made me so proud to identify as a surfer. And for people that think something like a peaceful paddle out as protest is pointless, well, the whole world... literally, the whole world was watching, as in Moonlight Beach, Los Angeles, Maui, the East Coast. I mean, all over the country, the world, these mass paddle outs have happened. Every one of them peaceful. And the whole bullshit argument about, oh, people getting together. To me, this issue trumps, mind the pun, this issue is more important. Then, you know, the to me, and I don't know if this is like a controversial statement. When I go, I went and I saw the paddle outs, a couple of them. A lot of people are wearing masks. Yes, it is impossible to completely socially distance. But from what we've learned, being in the water, being outside, actually being a surfer is helpful for going against COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And the argument of these mass protests could potentially lead to a second wave of the pandemic. I get it. It is concerning. But in my opinion, I'm not speaking for you. In my opinion, I think it's more important right now. And I think we will deal. Yeah. We will deal with the ramifications of the pandemic. That is still going. We don't know what these protests are going to eventually lead on to. But for now... and I could be, you might think I'm ignorant or this is, you know, like dangerous, but from what I've seen, at least I'm just talking about the surf paddle protests, the paddle out, the peaceful protest. I feel like that is an effective, positive outlet for people. And again, I did see masks. I did see attempts. Social distancing might not have been as much as people would want, but I fully support it. I'm thankful for surfers getting together and doing that. I thought it was beautiful, the ones that I saw, and I think they need to continue.
Well, there's no herd immunity for systemic racism. So I think, you know, it's important that people, you know, maintain and do what they need to do for this freaking world-ending virus. But you know, this is a huge movement, and like you said, it is very important. And the one paddle out that happened here at Moonlight, I think, was particularly important because of those of us that are very good friends with Salema Masekela, and you know how much surfing is a cornerstone in his life, and how, you know, just through surfing you can kind of see his story of how, you know, there's all these stereotypes about who can surf. You know, they're not so much in skating or, you know, but in surfing and snowboarding, 100%, there's all kinds of crazy stereotypes that need to take a shit. So it was really cool. And like you said, I was down there as well. My daughter and I went down and we listened to a really, really powerful message from Sal and from other speakers. And then we did a moment of silence, an extended moment of silence that was
8 minutes, 40 seconds, right?
8 minutes, 47 seconds, I believe. And then Sal, you know, dropped in stuff from the actual instance. And it was powerful. It was super powerful. And even though I was there, it's like you see whenever I've watched the kind of like the sizzle reel of what happened, or, you know, the recap, the what you see, what you kind of see online now, it's like it's, I get choked up every single time I see it.
Yeah. And I think
it, and it's
I think it maybe was that deep. At the end, maybe at the end of the podcast, and we'll check with Sal before, but maybe it'd be cool to play Sal's mm-hmm. speech in its entirety at the end of the show today. And I'm totally speaking out of turn because I don't know permission wise and all that, but let's just say for now that's the plan.
Okay,
we'll see what happens. Okay, so that's our thoughts there.
It wasn't just there. There's been so many different paddle losses. That there was that one that was in Hawaii. There's one in France. They've just been everywhere. All over the world. And it's how, you know, people in surfing can express to how, like, just that's how they're expressing.
Yeah.
And I think that's great.
Yeah. And you know what? If you're listening and you think it's pointless, if you think it's stupid, well, do your own. Show us how to do it your way. You know, you can't judge, you know, a peaceful protest. There's no judgment there.
No.
So let's, you know what? Let's move on, because obviously that is what we've been seeing through social media, on the news and everything. There's plenty mm-hmm. out there for people to look at. Let's move on to professional surfing. So through all this,
before we move on to professional surfing,
yeah,
did you see the giant shark attack that happened in Byron Bay?
Oh my god, yeah,
dude,
yeah. So
it is crazy. That is so scary. It is scary. The sharks are scary. Well, can we just get that out there? Sharks are,
you know,
scary.
What? Sharks are scary, but they're not inherently evil. They're just doing what they think they're supposed to do.
Eat things.
Mm-hmm. And until somebody invents a proper shark repellent that doesn't hurt the shark but just repels the shark away,
uh-huh.
it's a risk. Unfortunately, that's a risk that surfers take. I mean, right? You can't blame the shark.
There are all these people that are putting out all these shark deterrent things. Like, you know, there's the leashes, there's the little wrist bands and the ankle trinkets and, you know, the stuff they put on the base of the board. This is, you want to put your money where the mouth is. The owners of those companies need to actually be on a surfboard floating around in great white infested waters. I invite you to come to Cape Cod and come surfing in the summertime. If you think that you've got an incredible product, we'll simply, slather you in tuna fish and put you in the water and see what happens.
Yeah. And I feel for that, because that has got to be one of the most horrible, horrifying things to happen to you, to your family, mm-hmm. to anyone. I mean, this is a human life, of course,
being eaten by anything is right? probably the worst. That's the worst way to go.
A bear, a pile of ants.
Pile of ants.
Can you imagine?
Being eaten by ants?
Eaten by anything. You said it.
I know, but being like eaten ants, by, though?
Could ants. Be. It happens in the rainforest. People get eaten by crocodiles, snakes,
yes, crocodile,
bears.
I think crocodile, bear. Crocodile would probably suck the worst.
Yeah, you get chomped and then spun and rolled around. Like a rag doll.
What else? What else is horrible to get eaten by?
I don't know. Let's change the subject.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm kind of infatuated with it.
You're against shark attacks, but at the same time, you're very interested in them.
Yeah.
In professional surfing, i.e. the WSL, their announcement in the beginning of June was basically a grander scheme announcement, like if the contest in Tahiti is on hold till tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Well, the entire professional surfing landscape is on hold till July 1st. So no contests, be it QS, CT, nothing like that.
Yeah.
The next announcement is going to be July 1st. Now, I don't have any other information. I do work for and with the WSL, but I don't have any other information beyond that. What I think... my gut reaction is the big traveling championship tour events that happen all over the world are most likely going to be on hold beyond July. I could see some smaller events, some regional events happening, some invitational events. And I think like that...
There was one rumor to happen. It was going to happen at Kelly's. Is that true?
It's a rumor at this point. Again, I haven't, and I would be honest if I knew, but I don't know. I think stuff like that, I think events like Stab High, I think events like, you know, there's Freshwater Pro.
Stab High, there's rumors that is going to go down. I mean, Texas is, if all of a sudden there isn't like a crazy outbreak of cases, I mean, it seems to me that the Stab High will happen.
I would love that. And I think, you know, I think the WSL will, and I know they're all working on this right now, coming up with ways beyond their canon of current entertainment, like World Surf Weekly and Surf Breaks, two great shows, Todd, two amazing shows. Beyond those things, there will be surfing entertainment happening. It's just when and how, I don't know.
Let me ask you this, though. So the quest for a world title for next year, you know, you've got a surf schedule that's put on hold. You would have missed five events.
Yeah.
Or four events. Is it four or five? Anyways, not really that important. But is it really, would it really be a legitimate world title? So
at this point,
is it
no.
just a wash? Yeah.
But at the same time, look at, so with Vans Park Series, the final event would be the World Championships, right? In the Big Wave World Tour, a lot of times they crown a champion with one event. So yeah, you would be a champion. There would be an asterisk next to your name. And I think it would be kind of obvious to everyone, like, okay, well, that was that year. CJ Hobgood dealt with a similar situation. There was the whole Europe leg was canceled during the year of 9/11.
Oh, that's right.
And so he went, you know, he won the world title and he had to go through all of those emotions of, yeah, but, you know, and I think he, in talking to him about it, like Joel Parkinson, Andy, all those guys were like, no, dude, you're the world champion. Celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun. Enjoy this.
It's an interesting take on it, though. You know, what will happen? What will happen with that? Whether it's, like you said, it'll be a one event like the World Championships.
Yeah. All sports are in the same boat. The NBA right now should be almost wrapping up the playoffs. They're trying to figure it out. Baseball, spring, you know, opening day should have been. So it's every sport's in the same situation. And I know that the WSL is working with all these sports or at least looking at what they're doing. We've seen NASCAR come back, which is awesome. UFC has already had a couple fights. So we're seeing these things coming back. I think eventually, and I feel like in 6 months from now, we're going to go, wow, remember when they were surf events with no fans on the beach? You remember, you know, all these things?
You mean usually?
Yeah. Remember
just
that?
Ha, ha, ha. Har,
har, har. Hardy, har. Well, so that's anyway, the update from WSL.
Very, very interesting.
You know, Todd and I have been doing Dew Tour Live for the past couple months. We've been doing it via Zoom. It's been really fun doing these awesome shows. And in Dew Tour Live, we've been talking a lot about Stomp Sessions. We had Chris Cole on last week talking about Stomp Sessions. This week, I randomly went on Surfer Magazine. Today, Josh Kerr is a Stomp Sessions advocate. And this is pretty cool. Because a lot of times you think of these trick tip things as like, oh, how to do a frontside 360 air, or, you know, how to do a Superman jellyfish spin roll. And you're going, that doesn't really relate to me. But Josh Kerr just put together a video that you don't have, you know, if you want to get the Stomp Sessions app and all that, I recommend it. They're not a paid advertiser. But what I saw this morning is just simple Josh Kerr's tips on paddling in. And these are the type of tips that Todd, you and myself consider ourselves somewhat advanced, so we kind of don't think about it. But everyone can learn from these tips.
Hey, guess we have a guest.
We have a guest?
Yeah, we have a guest. I'm going to call the guest right now.
All right.
Okay.
Here are your quick... I'll give you...
For crap's sake.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Hold on. Call the guest again.
Here's your tips.
Here's your tips. This isn't down. The tips, though.
Chest down.
Chest down what?
2 to 3 deep paddles.
See, he can't hear you. I got to pull this off here. Okay, now he can hear you.
Who can hear me?
Salema.
Salema.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, more importantly?
I'm hopeful.
Yep.
I'm hopeful, yeah.
So, we're just talking. You're on the Monday Mass.
Hi, Sal.
Jay and myself. We're trying to do this via freaking FaceTime, so it could turn out to be weird. I don't know if you can hear Chris, but what we were just kind of talking about was the paddle out and how freaking amazing that was to see how many people came together and, you know, to express through surfing. I just wondered if you could talk about it for a minute. Just, I mean, you probably talked about it to death. It's all over the planet at this point. You know, it's everywhere and it's pretty freaking rad, man. I mean, it was special. That's for sure.
Yeah, man. It's, you know, when I drove down on Wednesday, I didn't have any expectations. I thought some people would show up, but there's just no way that I thought that people would come out like that, you know.
Yeah.
Thousands. There was a couple thousand people on that beach.
And overflowing. I mean, they were in the parking lots and upper lots, and it was crazy.
Yeah, and you know, people spent time on their signs and, you know, wrote out names on their surfboards, and it just, the energy didn't feel like people were there to, like, show face.
Right.
But I really just feel like in these last couple of weeks, it's the first time that I can ever remember in my life where people want to do the homework.
Right.
Like people, white people want to do the homework. They want to understand that. They want to understand this thing called racism. They want to learn what they weren't taught, and they want to help. They want to help solve the problem instead of, it's you guys' problem. I feel bad for you, but this, what can I do?
Right.
And that was, you know, that I had been really, really down and depressed prior to, just because of the level of darkness, you know, and the energy, before Wednesday's event. And it gave me hope, man.
Like I said, I half-assed put something on Instagram, which is like this, it's just so weird because it's so much bigger. And I mean, I've always been a fan of you, and we have been homies for God knows how long, but
long time,
but to watch you in that moment, I mean, I was truly, truly in awe. I know, I mean, to be able to articulate what so many need to hear in a time like this, it's incredible. And I'm stoked that I brought my daughter and my daughter could see, and the whole, I mean, it's every time I watch that video that's been played everywhere, it hits you and you feel it and you well up because it's that powerful, you know, and it's just one of many. It's just one of many, things that I think are, you know, helping this situation at this point.
Yeah, man. It's going to take a while for that, for the power of that. And that's the thing, like, that's what happens when people can understand their power when they show up. Because if people wouldn't have showed up, you wouldn't be able to convey the message in a manner where people would be able to feel it just watching their screens. And everyone who watched it told me that they felt like they were there. And that's because people showed up and gave their energy.
Right.
And that's really what it's about in this whole thing, is like figuring out how you can show up, what role that you can play within your space. It's not that complicated, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful, Todd.
Well, let's you know, talk about Stoked Mentoring, you know, and how do we get more people, more diversity in the sports that we love? I mean, Stoked Mentoring is great. Can you talk about that a little bit, of just about what it is and when you guys started that foundation?
Yeah, it's a mentoring organization that we, my friend Steve LaRosier and I started about 15 years ago, with the idea of creating opportunities, because the reason why snowboarding and surfing especially lack diversity is lack of opportunity. And, you know, the lifestyle, you just learn so much about being a human.
Yeah.
From, like, slamming all the time and being scared and having to learn how to navigate different terrains, etc. And so we built something that just literally takes all the principles associated with shred culture and builds a curriculum to teach kids how to have hope and be better humans. And it's working. You know, we've worked with over 6,000 kids and in New York and in Chicago and LA, and you know, kids whose lives were changed by, I think sometimes people take surfing and snowboarding for granted if it's always been around in your life and in your town, you know, or it's generational in your family. But if you've never really been out of the radius of your block, your neighborhood, you know, that experience in the mountains and surfing is that much more powerful. I mean, and same with skating. Like, you hear stories about all the best athletes in the sport usually come from like some pretty like challenging things in their whole life.
Yeah.
You know, and it becomes an outlet. And so, you know, that's what we've done with Stoked. And, you know, there's obviously a bunch of other great programs out there. And I think that there's real opportunity within the industry, you know, for companies to really like take advantage of like diversifying your talent pool, because different perspectives always breeds more creativity, you know?
Yeah.
And skateboarding obviously has done a really great job with that. But surfing and snowboarding have ways to go.
Yeah, they do. And I mean, it's just proximity. And like this, you cannot argue that snowboarding is like a rich white kid sport. It just is, straight up is. And I would love to see it be, you know, just more accessible to everybody.
Well, I love what they're doing in Utah, at Park City with Woodward. I mean, they're really making an active choice to make the facilities available and coaching available to underserved kids within the greater, you know, Utah area. Like, yeah. That's part of their initiative.
Yeah.
And it's, and you know, and that's the thing. It's like, oh, we got this incredible place, like, that's profitable. How can we also serve the community better?
Yep.
By just creating opportunity.
Yeah, and I think it's like this. It's just so great, because I mean, look, when we grew up, you just didn't have access unless you had access. Period. Like, unless you lived by the beach. So,
if I wouldn't have moved to, you know, if my parents wouldn't move to Carlsbad, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But I moved to a place where that's what everybody did. And in order to make it in the community, like, it was the right choice that you like to make friends, etc. And little did I know that it was going to change my life.
Well, I mean, I guess that's what it comes down to, is, you know, it changed your life, and being able to give everyone that experience and not making it just be some weird exclusive thing that everyone has the chance to have their life changed by skating, surfing, snowboarding, whatever, because it does. It changes you as a human being and teaches you shit that school can't teach you, your parents can't teach you. It gives you something that you can't get anywhere else. But, well, I'm hopeful too, and I'm, you know, I think your voice is a great one to listen to right now, and you know, like I said, I've been a fan forever, and now I'm just like, I'm just sitting back and I'm watching you and learning. So thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd. I don't have a choice, man. I gotta speak.
Yeah.
And you know, my father, that's who my father was. I sincerely feel like he entered me when I was up there giving that speech, because I didn't remember anything that I said. it was a pretty powerful moment. But like, I come from a generation of family of people who fight for others, fight for those that are suffering from injustice, and so I don't have a choice but to speak. But it feels really good this time around to not be alone. Like that to see people want to use their voices and join in the fight, so that maybe this could be a thing that we look back on and go, "Huh, remember when racism used to be popular?"
Right. That is a dream. You know, it's like, yeah. I'd like to look back on that the same way. You know, it just, man, that's the ultimate goal.
That's sure. Where I want to, that's the world I want to live in.
Yeah. And, in the meantime, enjoy some of these South Swells.
Yes. Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much, Sal.
Is it okay?
Appreciate you.
Would it be okay? Would it be okay?
I will. Chris. Sal can't hear you.
Okay, well, ask him if it's okay if we...
Does he feel like I've been just shunning him this whole time?
Jeez, ignoring me.
Yes, but that's no, the usual.
Ask Chris him if it's okay if we put
I'm
the speech...
I'm going to ask him. Chris, be quiet. I'm trying to ask
Gosh!
Him. Is it okay if we play the soundbite from that edit at the end of our podcast, just so people can hear it?
Of course.
Of course, Chris.
I'm going.
Of course.
I love you, Sal. Yeah. Tell him I love him.
All right. We love you, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you guys.
Later, homie.
Later.
There you go.
So, you know what? Chris, and this is
did
actually...
Did you say anything? Were you talking
no.
during that?
I was trying not to, because guess what? This is, right there, a learnable moment.
Right.
You know me. I love to talk. I love to hear myself talk. But I think everyone right now needs to learn how to listen. And I just listened to you and Sal, and I learned something. And I think, I'm not saying I'm great. I'm just saying that we all need to learn how to listen better.
I think, you know, if you're within your ecospheres or biospheres of your sports and what you like to do, and there are people that you listen to. And I think that if you're into surfing, skating, snowboarding at this point, Sal is a great person because he's articulate and, you know, he's just a great voice. Like he's smart, he's articulate, and you know, he comes from a place where he does, like, he's in it with us. A lot of people write off Sal as like, oh, he's just some freaking X Games announcer, but no, like he worked at Transworld Skateboarding and Snowboarding like so long ago. That's where I first met him, when he was like the receptionist at Transworld, and then just like, you know, just through the years.
He's as legit as they come.
He is straight up as legit. And like, I just say, anyone that talks shit on Sal is a fucking asshole. And I've always said that, because he's always been there.
Right.
Now, maybe he wasn't pro, but it doesn't mean that he hasn't dedicated his life to this stuff. So there you go.
And you know what I like? I like the point there too, is you can make a difference. It's not, you don't like, yes, there is a certain amount of sacrifice and suffering that I think we all need to put ourselves through in order to get the message across. But you can do things you love. You can go ride your bike. You can go skate. You can go surf while spreading that message. So you can spread this message with joy, with anger, with purpose, while also doing something you love. And I think that's why I'm so struck by these paddle outs. And you know, the first thought is, well, what is a paddle out going to do? And then you see it happen and you go, oh my God, that's what it can do. It can send a reverberation of positivity and joy and love and meaningful messaging without, you know, without the violence, without the anger. And look, we can be mad, but we can also use positivity and joy to spread that message. And I think a mix of all of them, yeah.
Exactly. Well, cool. I'm super stoked that Sal got back to me because I know he's busy.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So, yeah, cool. All right, so what else is going on?
You know, I had like notes and stuff. A lot of this shit is just negative, and I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I'm looking at it. It says, well, there. I know, like, the East Coast, like, hurricane season started, and there was some incredible surf that was happening in Florida over the past 2 weeks.
Well, they always say this, but hurricane season is here. It's here a little bit early. They're already tracking storms. The official hurricane season doesn't end until November 30th. So all I can say is, you know, pandemic, the battle for racial equality, this there are going to be challenges added to the challenges, you know,
well,
earthquakes, look, hurricanes, like get ready for it.
Yellowstone's going to erupt. The aliens are coming. I'm pretty sure there's a meteor that's heading for the planet, you know. I'm just spitballing here. I'm just spitballing some ideas that maybe, I don't know.
Hopefully hurricane season comes and goes and all that happens is great waves.
Right. There we go.
All right.
Boom.
Skate news. Brought to you by Adventure.io. Get the app now. And I'm bypassing a few things here. This is cool. If you're a skateboarder and you want to vote, or you don't want to vote but feel that you should vote, there's a very simple step that you can take. It's called skatersvote.com. Because, again, beyond protesting, beyond, you know, calling your senator, beyond petitions, voting is the biggest weapon, the collective weapon that we can use. There has already been racists voted out of Congress. There have already been changes made due to voting. So if you're out there and maybe you don't want to go onto the streets of LA and protest, maybe you don't even want to paddle out, maybe you don't want to gather 50 skaters and go take off down Main Street, you need to vote. All right?
Well, I mean,
that's how you make your voice heard.
You can't complain unless you vote.
Exactly. So skatersvote.com.
It's cool that they've done that. They've made it so that it's specific thing.
We all need cheat sheets. You don't have to follow the exact instructions, but get an idea. Inform yourself. And that's a huge thing of what Sal talks about as well. And what most people are talking about, like, look, inform yourself. We're not telling you what to think, but inform yourself so you can at least make that judgment. So as we all know, it wasn't just, during the protests, during the riots, there was outliers, and look, there's people looting for noble reasons and for the worst reasons. We saw just punks, right? Deplorables rioting just to get free stuff. And we saw other people rioting for change. So that brings me to the Huff store in L.A. Was looted, and you know that we all know that, like, I don't think we agree with looting. All right, so but one thing that they've done, they're not like placing blame or whatever. So there was a Hiroshi sculpture in the Huff store, and it had a middle finger. This beautiful sculpture that Hiroshi made out of recycled skateboards. So Huff has teamed up with Hiroshi to make a shirt that says "Raise a Finger to Racism." All the proceeds from that shirt go to Black Lives Matter LA. You can go to huffworldwide.com for more info on that shirt. And again, is buying a shirt going to fix it? No. Is it going to help? Yes. It's things like that. Like, you can poo-poo the smallest things. Well, I don't want to make a sign and stand on the corner. Well, guess what?
Buy a shirt.
I saw a video of a kid in somewhere in the Midwest by himself protesting, went viral. So
that's insane.
It's
little
things like that.
Also, too, just, I mean, this is kind of backtracking to surf news, but Loose Towels also did a photograph from the Unity paddle out that happened at Moonlight, and it's really cool, and it's Unity spelled out in surfboards with the crowd around it, and it's been turned into a towel, and all the proceeds from that go to the NAACP. So
love it.
It's very cool. Very cool. All right. Yeah. And Hiroshi's sculpture, I saw that. Did they get it back?
They got it back. Yeah.
They got it back.
They got it back. So that's a cool thing they're doing. I went to jenkum.com this morning, one of the best skate websites there is, and they actually did a comprehensive guide, a skater's guide to protesting. A really informative, well-written, just a cool piece on tips on how to do this, you know, how to do this right. They're not telling you what to protest. They're just telling you, look, here's a list of things. So like, number one, know what you're protesting. This is of huge importance. We saw these open the beaches protests a while back, and the reason that they were ineffective and stupid is because you looked at the protest and you're like, this guy's got a freedom is not free flag. This guy's got a freaking, you know, like a surfboard with something on the bottom. You know, it was disjointed. If you go to a protest, make sure you know what that protest is for, or else you're going to look like an idiot and it's going to be ineffective. You got to plan and pack for your protest. Be prepared. Be ready in case trouble happens. I'm not talking without my lawyer. I'm not resisting. These are just key phrases that you can use. And I'm just saying, go to jenkum.com. If you want to get involved, if you want to protest in a, you know, be informed about how to protest in an effective way, this is a great list.
Jenkum's kind of on it, like with, they're very topical.
Yeah. Figgy was in the news a while back for something not so good. It was skateboarding at a memorial. But I don't want to paint him in a bad picture because he's doing something awesome right now. Figgy is raffling off gear to help raise money to donate to BLM. You can go to Figgy's Instagram page, Justin Figueroa, skater. And I love it. He just, again, it's a simple thing. He grabbed a bunch of gear, put it in a pile, took a picture of it, says, buy this. All the money's going to Black Lives Matter. It's little things like that. A lemonade stand, a freaking, you know, like a shirt sale, whatever. Like all these things can help. And one more thing in skate news about, you know, this is kind of goes back to just straight quarantine skateboarding. Dalton and Kanan Dern with the world's greatest quarantine edit, Raw Files, on the barracks. Holy shit.
Dude, I can't believe they did that at their house. Like there's some, if you haven't seen this edit, you need to go and watch this edit right now. And
they're like, they're like the Duke boys. The Dukes of Hazzard.
It's like stunt boarding. It's as gnarly as hitting Mega, like some of the stuff that they're doing.
Oh, it brings me back to the CKY videos, to, you know, early Jackass, these just stunts that are so amazing. And it's like Nitro Circus meets back alley wrestling or backyard wrestling.
The one that grabs me the most is like the ollie off the roof into the tranny finder, into the, like the micro landing wedge into the gap out over frontside 180 into like, I don't know, like a cement pad.
The Raw Files, just as an example of how awesome these guys are. The first trick is so heavy and wild that the filmer actually got stuck in a tree. No joke.
Oh, man.
And I would want to go hang out with these guys, but I'm scared because these are the type of guys where if you went to their house, they'd be like, all right, well, you can hang out, but you got to ollie off that roof into that pit of alligators and then go on the zip line over the broken glass to do the natural loop. It's nuts. I love these guys.
Yeah, that's weird, like Travis Pastrana, like, bam, yeah. Shit.
Yeah, it's so good. Well, We're gonna rally through this because I really would love to get to the moment with Sal at the end of the show. That's your skate news. More skate news next week. We'll get some guests. We're tiptoeing back into this, so it's gonna be a quick show today. Impactful, right, though. Okay, so snow news is brought to you by K2 Snowboarding. Remember, we will shred again. And I just randomly wanted to do some research. I know that the Icon Pass, the Epic Pass and all that has changed the way people snowboard and where they snowboard. Yeah. And so I think a big question was, is this an evil empire, right? Is this something to where you buy the pass, everything gets canceled, and they're like, well, sorry, not our problem. From what I read, that due to the shortened season, they're offering loyal Icon Pass holders double the discount. Do you know anything about this, Todd? Like, am I making sense at all? What does this all mean?
You are. And I've seen this too online. There's a lot of really ticked off Icon Pass owners. Look, we are in a freaking crazy pandemic that no one has ever encountered before. It's the first real major world event that has impacted the entire snow industry. So, like, it's not just like one resort here or one resort there. This is the entire thing. This is completely new territory. You know, whether or not you back the Icon Pass, the Epic Pass, whatever, these people are trying to navigate this landscape in different ways. And to be completely honest, they've already spent the money that you paid for the pass in order to pay for lifts and people and, you know, to keep the machine moving. Like, that money that you paid for your pass last year is already spent. So, and they were counting on you to spend money again next year in order to keep the machine going.
And guess what? You're going to be okay. You're going to snowboard again. Right.
But it is, I mean, I get it. Like, everyone wants to hate on the giant conglomerates and the corporations. But guess what? You're still going to buy a freaking Icon Pass because there really are only like three small ski areas left in the United States that are not part of some pass thing, which is great. I highly suggest you support those, but for the vast majority, you're kind of stuck. You're stuck with Icon or Epic.
Yeah.
So you do what you're going to do, and you know, hopefully they will make things right and offer a solid discount. And yeah, this is one for the record books for sure. Yeah. Can I speak on some things here? You know, just within the topic of diversity, going back to what Sal was saying and how I was saying that snowboarding is pretty much like predominantly like a white rich kid sport because it is, you know, it'd be rad to see more diversity in snowboarding. And I really want to, you know, take my hat off to Burton's Chill.
Oh my gosh.
They've done a great job with, you know, yeah. So they that's over the years. I mean, Chill has been there bringing people up to the mountains that normally wouldn't get to see the mountains. So that's great. Chris Roach's Revert Foundation, they kind of have a similar vibe going in Tahoe to expose people to snowboarding and introduce them, you know, outside of what they normally would experience as well. And then, you know, there's a whole bunch of different foundations. The Dylan Ojo Lifeline Foundation.
Yeah.
Cher Winter Foundation. I'm reading this off of what you have here.
Well, these are all things that really great article on snowboarder.com. Basically, you know, look, in terms of a time in history to have extra money to donate, this might not be the best time for a lot of people, but it is the best time because this is an awakening of the entire planet.
Yep.
And, you know, it's time to help other people. I think it's a time of global empathy and of global commitment to, you know, helping people understand that everything around us needs to be diversified, and we need to give everyone a chance to do these things that we love, because that's how, you know, and look, if you want to put it in terms of dollars and cents, yeah, the more people riding, the better. The more these industries are going to thrive if we get more people to do it.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like, look, some of the most iconic names in snowboarding have been people of color. I mean, Keira Dillon, Ben Hinckley, the legend, freaking Russell Winfield. Are you kidding me? And then like Stevie Bell's incredible parts in the Forum videos. And then, you know, just like in modern times, like Zeb Powell and my friend Michael McDaniel. Like, you have these, there's, just give the opportunity, because my gosh, you know, the talent that's out there, snowboarding shouldn't just be for one section of society.
Absolutely.
So awesome things by Burton, awesome things by Stoked Mentoring.
Again, and very again, cool. These are simple things. To me, look, you don't have to, you know, you can do as much as you want to do. There are very basic and simple ways to help, because I think a lot of times people get confused and concerned. Well, I don't know what to do to help. It's such a big problem. What can I do? You know, it's like, well, there's simple things. Donate $5 to the Dylan Ojo Lifeline Foundation. You know, go and spread that message on your Instagram. Hey, check out these five foundations. Check out Stoked Mentoring. Check this out. Like,
yeah,
we've seen the outrage, and I think now it's time. Yes, keep the outrage coming, but also show ways, you know, show ways that people can get involved positively. And I think these type of foundations are that.
I just found some kind of crazy news. Well, it's not. We totally knew this was going to happen, but High Cascade is not doing overnight camping this summer. But
that's a bummer.
I'm pretty sure we knew that was coming. I mean, yeah. I think it's really hard to for people to send their kids off to camp at this point, you know, with the uncertainty in the way that this whole stupid virus thing is playing out, which is still playing out, even though we've kind of, it's not front and center.
I hate it.
Yeah. Hate it. I hate all the mask wearing bullshit. I can't wait for it to end.
Yeah.
Me seriously. Too. But you know what? Snowboarding, though, like on the flip side of that, snowboarding is probably the one where you are wearing a mask all the time, straight up. Like, I wear a mask because I don't want to get barbecued by the sun.
Right.
So there you go.
There you go.
Don't touch anything. You're wearing gloves too.
Lastly, nerd news brought to you by Panicking Coffee and Tea. Hey, all I got to say, if you're not watching Space Force right now, you are blowing
it. Not backing it.
Dude, it's so good. It's The Office in space. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just couldn't lean into it. I'll give it another try. Hey, a couple other things. If you haven't seen The Watchmen, great freaking time to watch The Watchmen on HBO.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is a lot of educating that can be done with that show in regards to some of the atrocities that have happened with racism. I mean, I didn't know about some of the stuff that I was exposed to in there, and it's all true. Like, you know, it's based on factual events. And then did you happen to notice that the documentary on AI? What's going on over there?
I have to jump onto a conference call.
Is that
and
your
I thought
AI?
I thought I could jump into my conference call on mute.
You are double dipping right now.
No, I was just joining
Monday Mass and something else.
Well, Monday Mass is over for the day.
It's not you, it's me. Are you seeing somebody else?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, all right, Chris.
Hey, well, we're gonna leave you all with this incredible moment from Sal Masekela from the Paddle Out for Peace in Encinitas last weekend. We will be back next week. We will be updating you on everything with questions. We're gonna do the whole thing. So we love you all. Thank you for listening. Stay vigilant out there. Stay safe and hey, stay loud. Keep it loud.
Chris is cheating on me.
Here's Sal Masekela.
It's very hard for me to put into words the type of joy that my heart is feeling right now. In my 48 years in this planet, it's been the hardest week to exist in my skin and in my blackness. It has been that way for all of us that have this skin, to wonder what it is and as to whether or not we get to be Americans just like everyone else. And there's something about this pandemic that we've been existing in that has acted like a blacklight and exposed any of our systems that simply just don't work. Perhaps this can be the last time that we have a hashtag and we feel bad, but we actually all come together as Americans to say racism is not a thing that we will stand for in the United States of America. I don't believe in the America that we are currently functioning in, but I do believe in the America that we can be. And as I look out right now at this crowd, this is the America that we can be. Time that I've smiled from the inside and out in a long time, and I'm just so grateful to all of you for coming out to show yourself today.